advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Why are you stroking the neck?
I was pulling the foreskin back so I could get to the cork.
Mm-hmm.
That rubber band was in the way.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. What's going on over there?
I learned from the best.
Willis.
Willet, I think.
Willet.
Willet blend.
This looks fancy.
It does look fancy. There's a genie in it. I had to put the sticker on the bottom because there's like Elvish written in gold that you can't really tell until you look at it in the right light. I don't want to cover
not
the
Elvish.
I don't want to cover the Elvish.
It's English. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
English.
That's how I pronounce it.
Okay. Elvish?
Yeah.
Did you listen to Elvish also?
Mm-hmm. Elvish Presley?
He's left the
that
building.
Exists.
Elvish Presley.
If you look up Elvish Presley, I bet there's like fucking Lord of the Rings Elvish shit.
I'm asked to.
Have we said that before?
I don't know, but this is very phallic, this bottle here.
Elvish.
This could be
Presley.
I'm going to be surprised she stuck it in her vagina. She's pretty freaky.
So
and I'm talking about Leaf Chic.
Tell us the story on this bottle.
I mean, she got some whiskey because we were all supposed to go to JPL. So basically, Kat Bentley, her husband works for JPL. Leif, I think, is how they actually say that. We've been saying Leif for a long time, which we've met them in a couple meetups.
Call him Leif.
Super cool people. He was always quiet at the meetups.
And
I don't know why, because he wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah.
But apparently, he just was letting us do our thing, because I talked to him and hung out with him and had burgers and beer and fucking drank with him. And he's a nice guy. Super intelligent, super interesting. I mean, and he is working on like cool cutting edge shit. Like I was like, you have any like passion projects like outside of JPL? Like, oh, I'm working on some, I won't even say, maybe it's I'm not supposed to say, but it was something crazy.
Yeah.
Like some crazy material. Because he's a physicist. It's like, when you watch Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
We're just not going to get invited back to JPL after this.
He's literally
all the secrets.
He said everything I saw, and I was allowed to take pictures of everything. So, But Big Bang Theory, Caltech.
In the bedroom?
Working on like the Mars rover.
JPL.
Howard Wolowitz. That is the shit that they're doing there.
Yeah.
Like that's really there.
Yeah, and JPL is no joke.
You know, super cool, man. Apparently there's like a 6-month wait list to get to go to JPL. And like they just, no, come on Saturday and fucking just showed up, took us through, literally saw them working on the
Saturday,
Mars.
Saturday, you said Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Mars, I was going to say, hold on a minute.
The Mars 2020 rover.
Yeah.
It's the real rover, the one that's supposed to go to Mars. Like
the one that's supposed to be there right now. It was in the laboratory.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where they're filming it.
A lot of those jokes were made.
Was it on like the Mars turf?
No, but I have pictures of Mars turf outside that they do have. They're like rocks and shit. So it looks like a practice driving over shit. It's not what you think, though. It's like Lowe's fucking like...
Yeah.
Fucking, what's
but
that
once you get
called?
It on camera...
Like you put your patio down. Like what's that called? Flagstones?
Flagstone?
Yeah. It's a bunch of that shit. It's like cinder blocks. It's normal things that you would think. Just fucking rocks.
Painted red.
But there was crazy stuff where, like, we said, what's that building? It's like water treatment facility. And I was like, okay, the first time he said that. And then we got a little further and we're like, what's that over there? Oh, that's a water treatment thing. I was like, is that your swamp gas? Is that fucking, is that your weather balloon? Like, is that, and he just kind of laughed and walked on. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Because there's something
there's,
in there.
There's real stuff there. You know what I mean? It's like real shit. So the coolest thing, though, like, there was two things that I was impressed by. One, the Mars rover.
Yeah.
The looking in there, there's, it looks like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, fucking white suits, like Oompa Loompas working on a rover. There's
how big was the rover?
It's way fucking bigger than you think. It's the size
you
of
think
like,
it's like an RC car, huh?
You think it's like a little RC car, but bigger, like a lawnmower,
I always
right?
assume it's like the size of a VW Bug, but shorter.
It is probably maybe the footprint of VW. I would say smart car for sure, but it is like that big.
It's a lot
maybe
bigger.
A VW Big. It's way fucking bigger than you think.
Yeah.
That's what she said. And so there, the crazy thing is there's like nine guys working on this or nine people in those white suits. And I was like, damn, why are they all huddled like that? And he said, three people are working on it. Three people are watching and documenting them working on it. And those three people are watching and documenting the people that are watching and documenting the people working on it. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's real. Because you can't get a screw wrong.
No.
You can't fuck up in 10 years of someone's career and $1 billion and 2 years in space headed over there. And all of a sudden they can't turn left.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like fucking done. It just floats off to Pluto and it's over.
Huh.
So that was super interesting. And the other thing was I walked past this display and it had a tesseract in it. Like that's the best I can describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It had a fucking cube inside of a glass case and it was I can't even describe it to you, to be honest, because you can find some videos online and that does it justice. I tried to take a picture of it, but it's like Bigfoot, literally like it just took blurry pictures because it's like,
the hertz were wrong.
It's like, I looked up shit, how to like, okay, it's called aerogel. Basically we ended up finding out, he came back and told us and it's 99.8% air and it's hard as steel, but brittle like glass.
Huh.
And he said, if you put like a cube, like a big cube of it in your hand with your eyes closed, I would just think there was a sheet of paper on my hand. But it's not very strong as far as fracture points, like it'll break. So I guess two scientists back in the day in like the 1930s or something were arguing about gel. And if basically gel is part solid and part liquid, and there's this like lattice structure inside it, you know, it's holding it all together, but those spaces between are filled with liquid. And could you get
glass
the liquid,
is liquid,
could you get the liquid out, you know, but you usually can't because the elasticity of the liquid would pull on the structure and it'll shrink down and shrivel up and it'll fuck it up. But they figured out how to get it into like this container that puts it in a super state. So they heat the material and it turns into a gas state, and then you can evacuate the stuff out of the lattice. So then you end up with just the solid structure of this shit. It's fucking crazy. Hmm. But you can't even look at it. It doesn't look real, man. Like I'm telling you, like you look at it and it feels like some future alien. Only in a movie, it must be a hologram inside that box because can't be real.
This is a different time.
Totally.
It is a different time.
Yeah. So that shit was crazy because I wish we could have like held it or touched it or something. But that and the satellites are way bigger than I thought satellites were too.
They're big.
Satellites are fucking huge. They have like a life-size fucking crazy Voyager in there or something. And it's the whole fucking room. Like you're walking around it. And I was like,
they're big.
With like a 40-foot arm that's like a magnet or something to check.
You think how big space is and how, you know what I mean?
I thought shit was smaller. I just did not think that they were that big.
Yeah.
So, but it was super cool.
In a different time, they'll be smaller.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, like,
in the future.
But we might be able to take our kids back. Ooh. I saw that. So we might go back in 8 weeks or something and get back in there. So if you wanted to take Vaughn or if you guys want to take the kids, you know.
I do not want to take Vaughn.
I didn't think so. He's a little young for it, honestly.
He's 20 months old.
But if you just want to go.
I say you take him. We break shit.
If you want to go.
I'll take my toddler.
I think this tour is a slightly different tour because it's like the kid tour, but I'm sure we still get to go.
I will definitely take her up on an offer to see JPL, but it'll be a little bit later down the line. It's not going to happen during the semester. Freaking life is about to suck.
It's always a Friday.
Tomorrow. Like I'm dying. But when we found out about going, we had just got back from Kansas City, surgery, sickness. It's like, fuck, this is not happening, but I would love to.
It was a super cool experience. And he also, the other thing he extended was like, hey, if you read about something online or you see something on like YouTube or Discovery Channel, about like a current project you're interested in, just give me 48 hours notice and we'll get clearance and go check out that lab. I was like, fuck. Like, so I was literally looking for shit on JPL to be like, what am I into? There's a robot thing there.
Yeah.
Some crazy robotics thing. So
do they have a sex lab?
Probably. The other thing we bring it up is because
that's in the water treatment.
Yeah, it's in the water treatment plan. Different type of water.
Where do you think that aerogel came from?
So they bought us this whiskey though, and these NASA. I should really be drinking out of these, I guess, huh? Like a shot out of the NASA thing.
No, I don't want to drink out of that.
I'm doing it.
Are you? Well, you don't.
Whiskey ain't dirty.
I got a keychain.
It makes you realize what a bitch shot that you might pour
for my wife.
Oh yeah, that's a bitch shot.
What do you got?
JPL women. What does it say? Women. Ooh. In space.
That's like marbles.
Does it say women?
Come on, bro. You got to cheers.
Women in space. I don't want to cheers.
You have to, dude.
My keychain off.
Come on.
It's marble.
This is Willett.
I think it'd be glass, Brent. Oh.
No, it sounds like marbles.
Now I'm the asshole.
Sounds like marbles.
I'm drinking it how it's supposed to. It's not supposed to be shot. This stuff is not supposed to be shot.
That's warm, but it is good.
Warm.
I like it.
Oh.
I like whiskey, though.
Yeah.
That's nice, though.
Yeah.
That's like winter.
That's good.
Winter whiskey.
No, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like that's like a nice cold afternoon.
You said it's warm. I drank it slower than you guys, I think, and it like it was warm, and I was like, oh, it's not that bad.
There's still some in your glass, bro.
Then it was all in my nostrils.
I did a bad swallow. Like it hit my throat at the wrong angle, and it wasn't.
The bottle says it all. That bottle's fucking fancy as fuck.
That's nice.
I've never had it before.
It's 28. I've never seen that bottle before.
That's great.
It's crazy. Now when you go to like a bar or restaurant, like you can see behind the bar at the restaurant, I'm like, I fucking recognize 90% of those bottles. I know what
And the other thing is, that's kind of a sad state of affairs of the bars and a big humble brag for what we have here. I go to most bars and look at their whiskey selection and I think, well, that's kind of some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like that's just bullshit.
You got regular shit.
Your top shelf shit is bullshit.
It's like it's bullet.
Yeah.
You know, not to be, I'm not snobby about it.
No,
but you're like, wow, something. They really don't have anything crazy.
There's no variety.
Not like that I would pay
like
for
every
it anyway.
Bar has the same shit.
Yeah.
Like no one has that one bottle that's like, oh fuck, that's a crazy bottle. Like it's always the same shit.
Yeah, I'm poor man status. If I go to comedy club, I'll just be like Jack and Coke. It's,
yeah,
it's whatever. Like sure. Captain Coke or something silly. But yeah, thank you for the whiskey and the genie bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'll live in there one day when I become a genie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm never going to buy a house, so the bottle works out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of space. Sling Blade, mustard and biscuits.
Do we have an El Yucateco story?
We should. I carried it in my pocket. I took it and mixed it with ranch. Got Alan to do it there.
Oh, did you?
Tried to get other people to do it, but apparently people are weird about it. Pull hot sauce out of your pocket that you don't know. They do not want to try it.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. Bro.
Yeah, that would be a weird thing.
Calling it pocket sauce, too, is just, there's got to be another way.
Yeah.
I got to work on my El Yucateco pitch from pulling out the pocket sauce. I just have to carry a full brand new bottle.
Yeah.
That's still, they don't trust you. Like, why do you have that? That's weird, bro.
If you had the holster, they would trust you.
It's like taking, you know,
the holster might be the move.
The holster would be the move.
Yeah, because then they would know you're just a hot sauce connoisseur. Because
they're like, God damn, that guy's real. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I got to
try
that. You want
to try some of this hot sauce?
Yeah, fuck yeah. You have it in a holster.
Yeah. It's not tainted because you're drinking it.
You know what I do have to say? We went to JPL. I thought for sure there was going to be conversation about me walking through metal detectors with like putting hot sauce into the little thing as you walk through. Just realized, because I left my pocket knives and all that shit in the car. I emptied my pockets. So I was like, oh, it's going to be TSA shit.
They probably said more than that.
No, there wasn't. I just realized.
What?
You just drove in and walked the fuck in.
Oh, like, could have that's because you weren't in anywhere special.
Yeah.
I guess. We got to walk everywhere. I could have gone anywhere.
Hmm.
I would have gotten in trouble, but I could have gone there.
Yeah. There's probably doors that you can't
see. I'm seeing a movie. I'm seeing like a fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with adults who like stray off the path at JPL.
Drink the bubbly drink.
Drink the bubbly drink and walk through a time vortex.
You don't turn into a blueberry, though.
Yeah, exactly. The schnozberries.
There was a
like
funny ass safety fucking poster that said, please report any close calls immediately. I was like, close calls? Like what? Like whoops, opened a vortex. That was a close one.
Yeah, it's a close
almost
call.
Almost made a black hole. What's a close call at JPL?
Yeah, exactly.
It could be something very minor. Like, wow, we almost cross-threaded a screw.
Yeah.
That's milled aluminum. We're going to have to make the entire frame over
it's
and start again.
Call, yeah.
Now it's Mars 2021. That doesn't have the same ring. We're going to have to throw these posters and t-shirts away.
Yeah.
It's fun. I don't know.
I almost walked into the time vortex, but I'm glad I didn't. Right, second Dave? Yeah, that's right. That would have been fucked up.
You like first Dave. You're going to love second Dave.
Dave number two?
Yeah.
I don't think I can handle two Daves.
Gets you from the front and the back.
That's right.
You got the finger cuffs. Dave finger cuffs.
Fisticuffs.
No, finger cuffs. What's a fisticuffs?
Fighting.
Oh, finger cuffs is way better.
Hmm. That's gay.
It's a little bit. I wouldn't look at you. I just look down. Yeah, if we make eye contact, I have to stop.
Yeah.
For sure. Indians, tears,
trails and tears,
tear trails, taking virginity of Indians,
snail trails,
that's what they called
not
it.
Not so much. It was more starvation, disease, exposure.
So what do you think the trail
I'm sure that happened. Yeah.
Started.
Now this one is, this one was a high ranking post on the group.
It is. Yeah.
And again, if you haven't, joined the group,
I'm beginning to think there people are putting stuff up there to see what we can do with bland topics.
No, potbelly.com. I'm not used to that yet.
Oh, that's right.
To mention that. Yeah. Go check out potbelly.com.
So this was high up there, and I was curious to look into it because I know a little bit about the Trail of Tears, and like my knowledge of the Trail of Tears before I did the research was that which is wrong. Like my knowledge was completely wrong.
Right.
My knowledge was like forced death march, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's happened in every war all around the world.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a constant in
common
World War
thing.
II,
yeah.
Forced death marches.
I think part of it was just poor planning, honestly. I don't think.
Right. But that's the thing. Yeah. My perception was going into it that there was a forced death march of the Cherokee in one specific event. They rounded up a bunch of Cherokee. They forced them to move to different lands. All of them died on the way. Horrible, horribleness, et cetera.
Which they kind of knew would happen.
But it was both worse and better than that when I read it. I thought way more people died on the Trail of Tears than actually died. And I thought it was a single event just with the Cherokee, but this was like a systemic situation over the course of like 20 years for like a dozen different indigenous people.
I learned a lot of crazy stuff from this. I didn't know that like Native Americans had slaves. Like they had African slaves. Yeah. Like some of them adapted like, and then had fucking houses and like slaves and shit. And I was like, that's fuck. I had no idea.
That was the
life, and they let them stay too. They're like, oh, you're okay with owning land, where some people are like, who can own a tree? Who can own a rock?
Right.
You're out of here.
Those guys are out fucking, of here. Yeah. Fuck off.
You're going to the trail.
That's me. That's who. This
you're
guy.
The trail. Yeah. And then the other dudes are like, no, I can own a tree and a rock. I'm cool. Yeah. I'm staying. I got a slave and shit. I'm good. Like,
you say own the rock?
Yeah, own the rock.
Oh,
no. No one can own
that's
the rock.
No one can own the rock.
I think we can.
The Rock can own it.
I don't know.
Vince McMahon can own the Rock.
Vince McMahon owns the Rock.
He did for a little while.
He did.
So I guess you can.
Movie companies own the Rock.
It was a different time, though.
It was a different time. I would argue that Vince McMahon owns the Rock, but Vince McMahon does not own Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all.
I don't know.
He might own the Rock.
He might own the Rock now.
He probably has to pay for that a little bit.
No, there might he's probably done.
To my knowledge, most of them, you because you can usually bounce to another
organization
with the same name. Yeah, with right. I think,
but
anymore.
The thing is, though, he's
because I think with
stuff.
Hogan, after Hogan, everybody when they start is like, this name is mine, this persona is mine. Right. I'm taking it with me.
Yeah.
Because Hulk Hogan couldn't go anywhere, and he had when he went.
What's
to
his real name?
Network, he went. He became Hulk Hollywood Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Terry.
That's right.
Terry Hogan.
Yeah.
Terry Hogan.
So Terry Hoagie is actually.
But the other thing like that was fucked up. Actually, I don't know. It might not have been Vince, because one of the things I read was that actually every time he used Hulk Hogan, Stan Lee got a taste.
What?
Because he copyrighted the name the Hulk.
Oh.
So he changed his name to Hollywood Hogan so he didn't have to keep paying Stan Lee.
When did that happen? I don't remember hearing that. Hollywood Hogan?
Yeah, he became a heel. He had the fucking black mustache. Yeah.
Mustache?
No, he had the blonde mustache. It was still blonde, but he wore all the black stuff.
He wore all the black. Did he have
I think he still had a blonde mustache.
Who was his partner, dude?
It was Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon and
yeah, you don't remember Hollywood Hogan? WCW?
He turned evil.
I don't remember a black mustache.
Ric Flair drew.
I mean, Ric Flair, but.
He turned heel, yeah.
I only saw it like when my friends were watching that shit. You know what I mean? My friends had VHS tapes of fucking WWF fucking stuff.
So good. I'm close to getting to subscribe.
We peeled all the WWF stickers off and put them on our pornos. So.
No, he still had the blonde.
He was still blonde.
He was just all black.
He had black stubble though.
All black. No.
Yeah, didn't he have black stubble on his face?
I think they colored the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, yeah, black. Yeah,
where it was like
I knew there was something black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, because I'm tempted to get the WWE streaming service because I watch a lot of it, and it would be really nice to be able to go back.
I get
and
fucking
watch
emails.
Any of
I'm on their email
episodes.
List
yeah, right.
for research.
Yeah.
At some point, I got on their email list. I fucking try to cancel that shit, and I just get WWE emails.
But
here's
the thing, though. Like now, I'm pausing because Disney Plus
saw you posted
is
this.
About to fucking explode with awesomeness.
What is this?
Disney.
Disney.
After
their
the
streaming
fall,
service.
After Fuck. The fall of. What's the time period for this show?
This show, The Mandalorian,
right?
It's after, I think it takes place between the prequels and the regular episode.
Okay.
Or maybe it takes place after Return of the Jedi. I honestly don't know the time frame for it.
It's just a lifted DeLorean. You're confused. It's just a Mandalorian. It's like a four-wheel drive DeLorean.
It looks dope, but
it
there's
climbs
another,
hills and goes back in time.
There's another Star Wars show. The Mandalorian's already in post-production. Like, it's filmed, and there's like three, like... A ton of like Marvel spinoffs are going to be on there, like a show with the Falcon and
they're gonna
Bucky.
They're going to buy Mandalay Bay,
show.
Change it to Mandalorian Bay.
Yeah, exactly. But
Disney's taking over.
Disney Plus is going to be where it's at.
Did you guys fucking see who's buying Death Row?
Who?
Fucking whoever owns like Hasbro or something. Whoever owns My Little Ponies is buying fucking Death
Hasbro,
Row.
Hasbro, it's Wizards of the Coast.
Or some
it's
shit.
Hasbro, yeah.
Yeah.
What the
they're
fuck?
Buying Death Row Records, some like toy company.
That's weird.
Yeah, here, Brad will find it.
Hold on a second.
We got to find out about this.
Someone posted it in the group. I saw it in the group.
Oh, fuck. I just put Hasbro buys and it says Death Row Records.
Yeah. Damn. That's
weird, right?
Yeah.
I remember Mitsubishi almost bought Oreos.
The
we were going to buy Nabisco.
The Ric Flair Wu-Tang Wu-Berg is even more in effect.
Exactly. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So the Trail of Tears.
They acquired it. 48.
Oh, you're still talking about that?
Yeah. not still.
Rap label.
I'm about
Death
to.
Death Row Records. 4 hours ago reported.
Wow.
$4 billion.
$4 billion?
Fuck.
Holy shit.
For a $4 billion deal.
Jesus.
Who currently owns Death Row Records?
Hasbro. I think...
Suge Knight still.
My Little Pony meet is Tupac Suge? Shakur. Is that...
I think Suge still owns Death,
Suge,
Death Row.
I think so. So I don't
he's
going to
be worth $4 billion?
In jail.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. It might be corporate by now. It might not even just be that Suge owns it. There's probably a board of directors.
No, nope. Suge Knight's
shit.
Pictures. Tatanka. Stay on topic.
Okay. So Trail of Tears. Military records estimate that about 100,000 indigenous people were moved in this period. The estimate is that about 15,000 total died over the course. I guess that is more than I thought had died, but it was over the course of multiple movings.
I thought more died than that, to be honest.
Multiple movings. Because yeah. I thought it was a smaller group, but most of them didn't make it. I didn't know it was... you know, a couple dozen trips down a rough, it wasn't even like a particular trail. There were multiple paths to get there. But so the,
I read something that said 15,000 though. It was like 100,000 relocated and 15,000.
That's what I said. 15,000.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Though. Yeah.
4,000 though is what? Where does 4,000 come in? Like,
I didn't say 4,000. I said 100,000 were moved and 15,000 died.
Oh, where did I get 4,000? I read 4,000 then.
You're probably thinking 4 million.
No, there's 4,000 is a number.
I don't know.
It's definitely a number.
It's definitely a number. It's between 3,999 and 4,001.
Yes.
If you want to look for it.
Technically.
That's its address. Yeah.
To layman.
So the backdrop is that in 1763, the British proclaimed the Appalachian Mountains and the Mississippi River Valley as Indian territory because they were here. They were like, look, you go over there. We'll be over here. Mm-hmm. We won't fuck with each other.
Right.
Stop That's, fucking with us.
Yeah.
Basically.
Stop fucking with us. You be there. We be here. Nobody has to fuck with each other. And everybody kind of went along with it for the most part. Right.
Right.
So it was protected for the exclusive use of indigenous peoples, various, you know, the Cherokee, the Choctaw, the Chickasaw, like any number of people lived there in different
areas.
I'm
half Cherokee and Choctaw. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. My baby, she's a Whippoorwill. A lot of people don't know that, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
But almost immediately.
Are you a one of a kind?
I am. I mean, you know anyone else has a Whippoorwill?
No.
I'm one of a kind.
Almost immediately, the white folk started to encroach on those lands.
Right.
And when this is happening, even early on, and I hadn't ever heard this before, George Washington had suggested that there needed to be a full assimilation between both cultures. Like, instead of like, you live over there, we live over here. He said, look, you guys we need to move in with you. You need to move in with us. We need to adapt to some of your techniques because you know this land and how to live on it. You could definitely adapt to some of our techniques because we have better technologies and so forth. So George Washington allegedly was down with mixing the peoples.
He's like, you chop down a cherry tree, I'll smoke some weed.
Exactly. How's that sound? Yeah. So he apparently wanted all that to happen. And apparently in the American South, a bunch of people started to, and this was like the Creek Indians, they started to consider land ownership instead of we all own the land. No one owns the land. They would be like, okay, well, fuck it. I'll buy this
socialist
parcel of
Indians.
Land.
Yeah. They're all socialists.
So like Brent said, they owned slaves. They had privately owned land.
Fucking lawsuits against the United States. I was like, wow, that is not the cowboy and Indian fucking picture I had from childhood. Right. Like, history has failed me and the education system has failed me.
So, but obviously white folks started to move into the Indian lands, and every time the Indians would appeal to a governor or a general or whoever was in charge of the area, they'd be like, fuck off, Injun, like white guy move there. Like, no one gave a shit. No one enforced those laws, and everybody was just kind of willing.
The black
Indians
really come in and say white folk. I don't think we ever said that. Like, I would never say white folk. Say like the white settlers or...
White folk.
Yeah, white folk. I know, but I wouldn't get away with saying that shit.
Because you're not black.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I can say white folk.
I am white folk. White folk can't say white folk.
I say black folk. I say white folk.
You can say black folk. It's not like that.
Yeah.
That's actually nice.
I don't think I pull it off.
Black folk?
No.
Well, you're
but I would,
I'm way too
you're
white.
Right, though. I would feel weird saying brown folk.
You are right. Brown folk.
I am right.
Brown folk sounds racist.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like brown, black pride. That's fine. White pride. Fine. Brown pride. Weird. Now you're just being racist.
Yeah.
Can't be wishy-washy as well. Yeah. You got to go one way or the other.
Yeah. It's all or nothing.
You strongly agree or strongly disagree.
Yes. That's right.
So the real thing that fucks everything is greed, as usual, right? Yeah. In American
the old gold rush.
So well, there's two things. There's gold and there's cotton. Like there's two different prongs that fuck the Indians on this.
People
scenario.
Tired of those burlap pants, man. They want fucking some soft shit to wear.
So in 1829, there's a gold rush in Georgia, in Cherokee land. Everyone starts discovering gold. So
300 ounces a month. That doesn't sound like that much. 300 ounces a day. A day. That's a lot.
300 ounces a day.
Yeah.
And so all the prospectors basically turned to the governor and the president and said, look, okay, listen, I know you gave this land to the Cherokee, but gold.
Right.
Hmm.
So fuck them. Okay, you get the land. Like just pure fucking bullshit greed. Like, yeah, we gave it to the Cherokee. There's gold there. Good for the Cherokee. Like, fuck you. You don't get to go mine gold there. It's not your land.
Yeah.
But that just wasn't the case. So they showed up and
loophole.
Yeah.
Amendment.
Yeah. So and then simultaneously in the South, plantation owners wanted more land for cotton. And there wasn't more land except the land that Indians owned. So where do I get my land?
Plus the land was already like fucking cleared out and they'd already fucking got it all sorted out. They're growing shit on it. You know, if you fucking kicked them out, you just kind of move in. It's kind of turnkey.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to buy the 7-Eleven from you, except for I'm not going to buy it. I'm just going to walk in and start selling Gatorades.
Right.
Like that's sort of what the thought was.
And I mean, you have to imagine there was a good argument, like the plantation owner, you know, Your Honor, here is the situation. I have a land filled with supple cotton, and I have slaves whom I often lay on supple cotton and rape. However,
solid argument.
I do not have enough land or enough supple cotton or enough slaves to rape on my cotton.
Mm-hmm.
The only way, dear sir, that I can rape more nubile slaves on supple cotton is if we take it from the red man. What say you, Your Honor?
Do it.
Fucking.
Ah. See, that's the argument.
Yeah.
Hard to. It's a different time.
All right. That was a direct quote.
That was a direct quote.
And then they founded KFC.
From Leonardo DiCaprio.
I mean, because black people like chicken.
True.
And what way to keep them on the farm? Let's keep them.
Or slavery. That keeps them there, too.
Well, I mean, we don't have to go that far. I mean,
I'm talking about nowadays. That's a rate limiting.
I'm talking about nowadays. How do you keep them in the farm? You know,
they're not on the farm. Oh, Mexicans are.
They're
on
They're
not.
The farm. Oh,
yeah. You used a word I didn't know, but I don't even remember it now.
What? Supple?
No.
Cotton?
Nubile or something?
Nubile. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. What's that mean?
It was a nubile Nubian.
Nubile.
Nubian, huh?
What?
So. Because of gold and cotton and greed, the American government said, okay, well, fuck them. They don't get to keep that land. We didn't know there was like stuff on the land.
Andrew Jackson specifically. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So they end up, Congress passes the Indian Removal Act of 1830.
By one vote.
Yeah.
Right.
Which says, y'all got to leave. In summary.
Like now they would not have done that. If it's that close, one vote, I don't know. Do you think they fucking revisit that and sort shit out? Or one vote still counts?
One vote wouldn't happen. They'd have all
probably something so controversial
voting.
As like genocide and relocating an entire fucking, you know, race.
It wouldn't happen now.
One vote would not be enough.
It was a different time. I don't follow a ton of politics, but I know that the reason that Donald Trump hated John McCain was that on some vote, he was the one vote, that changed it away from Trump's. But I don't remember what the issue was. And that was why he hated.
Well, when you're in the House or something like that, and there's like 250 people,
just because he didn't have
one vote can make the difference. Like that's how it is.
McCain didn't bring his booster seat that day, so he raised his hand on the other one. He was like hopping up, and then finally, when everyone sat down, they saw him on the second.
He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, because he had his fucking seal on him.
Actually, he looks that motherfucker looks like Krang from the Ninja Turtles.
Kind of. Yeah.
Well, now he's dead. So.
Well, he definitely looks like him.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you doubled down. Yeah.
Not falling back on this one.
He has Vietnamese shins.
Yes, he does have Vietnamese shins.
So glad
he has ankles attached directly to his knee when he was in Nam.
Fuck. So, he got waterboarded so much he looked like a wet ball of cotton painted pink.
Supple cotton?
Supple cotton. Yeah.
So in 1830, Andrew Jackson, in 1830, convinced Congress to be the ones that did it, and they planned to move the indigenous people to lands west of the Mississippi and north of the Mexican, because Texas was owned by Mexico.
Yeah, so everything of Texas, Texas, what, Arizona, all that kind of was all owned by the Mexicans, even California at the time, right?
I know Texas was. I think north of Texas was still open.
No, I know that, but I'm saying like just that whole bottom layer of the U.S. Yeah.
Wasn't some crazy shit? At some point, France owned that, like, and got sold off. There's a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah, that's where the conquistadors came in. Yeah,
like the Deep South.
I feel like an idiot.
Louisiana,
like half the shit. I just do not know. Yeah,
that's where people get white people confused with Spanish people. They came over and raped everybody.
Right,
but white people did it. We just did it on a different side.
Yeah,
we all raped.
Yeah,
everybody has.
That's true. So
my chair's giving up.
Davy Crockett actually was one of the biggest opposition voices that said this is bullshit. Leave them be, like it's their land.
See this? Well, I kind of don't believe this frontier. Shit. I mean, no, this is the shit I don't believe though.
Davy Crockett.
Yeah, Davy Crockett fights a bear, all that shit. I don't believe any of that shit. I think it's all embellished.
Well, I think that's a matter of congressional record. Like he was at Congress fighting
for it. Fighting for it.
I mean, his hat's a little dramatic. You know what I mean? That's the problem. It's hard to trust a man.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's a little fabulous.
Davy Crockett was. Yeah, it was actually Davy Cockett. Yeah.
King of the Wild Frontier.
Yeah. He would take it out of your pocket and sock it. Yeah.
So. Stupidest thing I've heard in a long time.
What you said or me?
What you said.
Oh, okay. That's it, because what you said was stupid too. I'm just having me.
Yeah. So,
I like Davy Crockett.
I started it.
We need Davy Crockett.
Yeah, it's Davy.
Let's make a cartoon. No. Davy Crockett.
Davy Cockett.
And everything's fabulous.
Davy Cockett.
So, the act lets the president negotiate with all the different Indian nations, basically, get them to move. Different timelines. It wasn't like a fixed timeline. It was going to be slow.
Seven Army Nation.
Exactly. They set aside $500,000 for transportation and compensation, which back in the day was probably a shitload of money.
It's fucking wagons and walking.
They got per diem.
Like, how did they think that was going to go?
They got per diem.
And they went during bad weather and shit on some of it. Like, what were they thinking?
That's like the Donner Pass. What were they thinking?
Mm-hmm.
So, different groups were sort of moved at different times, and one of the groups that the people were most interested in were the Choctaw, because they were the ones who most embraced land ownership.
That's half
farms.
My people,
Rince, half Cherokee and Choctaw.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was raised by a Chippewa.
Okay,
yeah, he's a one of a kind.
Right,
he didn't know.
That was our primary export was chalk.
Yeah.
We provided all the schools for the settlers with chalk.
So
they brought Choctaw, you know what I mean?
Choctaw,
Choctaw.
Yeah,
they brought it to everybody.
Yeah. A lot of people haven't heard of the Boston Chalk Party, but we dumped like two tons of chalk in the ocean.
Yep,
it looked like milk for as far as the eye could see.
So right away in 1830, the Choctaw start to make deals with the American government because they're the most organized, they're the wealthiest, they are the landowners, etc. And
had turquoise bling
and they
turquoise
mostly
teeth and shit.
Yeah, they mostly lived in what is Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama right now.
The Bama.
And again, people wanted them to move out because they wanted their supple cotton.
Right, they fucked up the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah.
They had roughly 11 million acres that were given to...
How many hectares is that?
I have no idea.
No one knows.
They have 11 million acres that were given to the United States, and they receive 15 million acres in Indian territory. So all things considered, they're gaining 4 million acres horrible land. Like, which I think is the important step. Like, we go from fertile land, like in the middle of civilization, to horrible land in the middle of nowhere, but you get 4 million more acres of it.
Every acre is 0.405 hectares.
So what's 11 bigger million than acres?
I have to do some math here.
It'd be 11 million acres to hectares.
Yeah.
So about 5,000 Choctaw decide, we're going to stay, we're going to keep our land, and the government's fine with that. And then the bulk of them, you know, talk to the tribal elders, et cetera. And they're like, no, fuck it. We're out of here. We'll establish a new land together out there.
Get away from these white crazies.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are basically telling the ones who plan to stay, you know, this isn't going to work, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not staying. Like, you don't keep the farm.
Yeah.
You have supple cotton. You've seen what they do to their Negroes. Yeah. So they're being warned, come with us. Don't fucking stay. It's not going
to
go well.
The Indians were doing that to the Negroes too, probably, though.
True.
They were probably.
Yeah, for true.
I mean,
well, they were, yeah, true, probably.
There were black slave owners too. Don't let's not overlook that.
No,
there were.
Yeah.
Maybe not this time. A different time. Though.
There were different time. It was a different time.
Different time.
It was a different.
It was a terribly different time.
So, however, now the government, and this is, I think, true to this day of the government, is now it's like, okay, so all these Choctaw are going to move. We know where they're at. We know where they're moving to.
They're
we
tracked.
Have this budget set up. But
so it's not going to work.
What's that going to look like?
Right.
Like, what, like, so when do they go? What do we need to pack? Like, do we do wagons? Is there a boat? Like, do we need bandages? Like, some carrots?
We don't need bandages. Real,
Like, they had no fucking idea.
Done,
no, it never been done. They had no fucking idea logistically.
No,
wouldn't the Indians know what they needed, though?
Probably not.
They just kind of go in circles, follow the generation. Buffalo, you know what I mean?
I'm blaming the Indians.
A thousand mile fucking forced march.
It's about 4.5 million hectares.
Okay.
Just so anyone
that's
cared.
Not bad.
Yeah. Anyone keep track.
That was worth the effort, I think.
It would have to be more.
That makes sense. 0.405 is going to be about half. Like,
so bureaucratic ineptitude and corruption. Tons of Choctaw die from malnutrition, from exhaustion, and from disease.
I think it was because they were raised by Chippewas. Mm-hmm. They'd have been raised by like Blackfoot Indians.
So they set up mustering points in Memphis and Vicksburg where everybody's going to gather, and then they'll depart from there in mass.
Mustering points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
When it's all you can muster, that's where you stop.
Well, exactly. It's a muster point.
Mm-hmm. But there's floods that prevent them to travel by wagon. So the general in charge arranges for steamboats to get them up the Arkansas River to another place. The river becomes blocked because now it's fucking winter. So there's ice floes blocking the river. So
I got confused. There were some kind of ferries that would take people up the river. And even though like it was a government planned thing, they would charge white people 12 cents to ride that boat up the river. And they try to charge the Indians $1. So even though they're supposed to be being moved, and that was a whole fucking process from the government, the people that own the ferries would try to charge the Indians $1 a head instead of 12 cents a head. And they would stand on the riverbank and fucking freeze and die because they couldn't afford to get on the ferry to go up.
Like, even though the government was supposed to be paying for them to move
escorting these motherfuckers up there? Like, isn't the government supposed to pay?
Right.
They don't care.
So their job was to get the Indians on the boat, though.
They don't care. The less Indians on the boat, less Indians they got to care for.
And that's true. So in 1832, another group migrates west, and they do it in a different time of year, taking a different path. But a cholera epidemic sweeps in front of them.
But they all have cauliflower ear.
They all had cauliflower ear. So everyone's dying of cauliflower ear.
Trail of diarrhea.
Yeah. Oh. But the problem is every time, like the plan was, we get to this town, we stop, we take the money the government gave us, we buy more supplies, move to the next town. They got to town after town after town, and everybody was afraid of the cholera spreading. So they were like, you're not fucking coming into town. We're not selling you anything. We're not taking anything that you own.
Yeah.
Don't try to give us money because it
don't
might
give
be
us
infected.
Our smallpox blankets back. We don't want
fuck
them.
You. You can't come in here. So that fucks
and going
them
around
the
town can be a big fucking deal. Like the reason the town is where it is because of easy passage. Yeah. Like it might not be on the plains.
Right.
Like you might have to go through some fucking unpassable
fucking
carrier fucking wagon, disassemble it, pack it up, and fucking go around.
Yep. So the ones who stayed back on the farms, basically in Mississippi, the culture considered the Choctaw to be lesser than even black slaves. So they would do whatever the fuck they wanted to them.
That's
and they felt
weird,
they were
and then
morally
they had
correct.
Slaves, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the people who stayed back in Mississippi died or got their land stolen or got fucking lynched, et cetera. So a lot of them who stayed like years later,
there's
were like, okay, they were right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Lots of raping going on. Yeah. And most of them settled in the area that is now Oklahoma, which is a Choctaw word, for we're tired of getting raped.
Yeah.
Is Algonquin for the good land.
Yeah.
It might be Milwaukee.
Milli Vanilli.
Mm-hmm. What, bro?
Milli Vanilli. He took. I had a Milli Vanilli flash. I told you about my brush with Milli Vanilli.
Didn't I don't know. Tell it again. This many episodes, just tell the story again.
Brent told me he got. Brent told me he got a TV given to him 5 times.
Okay.
So you think he remembers that?
So
12 shots, 5 times ain't that bad.
1989, senior year of high school. Yes, I'm that old.
Wait, what year?
1989. Uh-huh. There was a MTV like summer tour, right? And it had Was Not Was, which is actually why I was going, because they're a fucking dope ass like jazz and funk band. Mm-hmm. They did Walk the Dinosaur, which is like their one pop hit that made them all rich. And that was why they were on sounds the familiar. Thing. But none of their music sounds remotely like that song. Like they were very smart. They were like, let's make a bullshit MTV song and make a bunch of money and then we can keep doing what we want. But I wanted to go see Was Not Was. Who else was there?
The Who?
Now, bunch of just fucking 80s bands.
Huey Lewis.
For sure. Like the
fucking Informer.
No, like the super cars. Electro pop.
Devo.
No.
Fucking White, I can't remember, White Snake.
But the headline, there were like 4 acts.
Poison.
And the headliner was the Milli Vanilli. Oh, right? Okay. So,
what was the name of your band? What was the name of it?
Was Not Was.
Yeah. So we go see Milli Vanilli. And really Milli Vanilli starts, and at that point, and it's at a fairgrounds and it's fucking tons of people. The fair wasn't on. It was just, everybody was there for this concert. Yeah. And we were kind of looking at each other and we're like, I kind of really don't care about Milli Vanilli. Like they played the couple songs, you know, already. So why don't we just head to the car and get the fuck out of here before we're stuck in a parking lot for an hour. Mm-hmm. So we start walking out and we leave and we drive home. And then the next day on, actually 2 days later,
cause they're in town.
Right. Well, technically, it was out of town. We were in Battle Creek.
You're in,
we
went you're in
to,
that town.
We went to another town.
I'm saying right they're in Kalamazoo town where you're at.
Yeah. So we leave. We go back home. And then the next night of the tour was in Detroit. And that night in Detroit was when their tape loop skipped
a beat. Tell this story.
And they got busted. Hmm. So I saw the last ever pure Milli Vanilli concert
where
they thought they were singing before. But it was a simpler time. Right, when I saw Milli Vanilli, it was a simpler time. Yeah. The next
day,
it got confusing. Everything was muddy. Yeah. You know?
You used to be able to blame it on the rain. You had to blame it on the equipment.
Yeah, girl, you know it's true.
Got busted.
Like, I mean, so I saw the last.
Who else got busted? Ashley Simpson on fucking.
Bunch of people.
SNL.
But the thing is, though.
So awkward. Yeah. She just started fucking like.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, that people do that. They've done that forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that she.
This is pre-recorded.
That's the problem, though.
Lip syncing to this.
No. Milli Vanilli weren't the actual ones singing their tracks. No.
Right.
Nicole Simpson's, she's singing.
She sang it at some point.
She just had Ashley a lip sync track going on. Ashley Simpson. Yeah. She just had a sync track going on. I don't know what the problem is out there. They want audio to be clean and clear and be a certain way. That's fine. That's
I think it's because it was also Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. I think too, though, she had a voice problem. Like her throat was fucked up or something.
It's also a lot of dancing. When you see an act where someone's doing crazy dancing, they'll do, they'll do.
And they're a lesser act. Like Justin Timberlake, he won't stoop to that level.
Fuck no.
He's going to give you a live show.
I went and I saw
He knows
no
people
doubt.
Got a bowl.
He does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw No Doubt down in Orange County years ago.
And they're a rock band.
And that bitch was jumping all. I mean, she was doing crazy shit. And she was never out of breath. She was never panting. She was just fucking on, you know. But if you're a lesser, you know, singer, you have to lip sync that bullshit. But yeah, I saw the last Milli Vanilli.
I saw a band that didn't have a singer. We went to the Troubadour. And my buddies took me down there. And it's a fucking band I never heard of. I forget what the fuck they're called. I wish I would remember. But they didn't have a singer. They were just a musical band. Everything was off tempo, like fives and sevens, like weird shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their guitar players and shit were doing backflips.
What the
with
fuck?
With the guitars in hand. I'm talking about some crazy shit, dude. Like fucking just straight up backflip with the guitar and never fucking skip a fucking beat.
Right, right.
I can't find the tour.
It was fucking insane. Shit. It was the fucking craziest shit I ever saw in my life.
And still playing.
Yeah, the fucking drummer, dude. And they were playing they were musicians. They weren't like playing shit for the normal people.
Right, yeah.
They were playing some of the most complex compositions you could come up with. And they fucking never, like the dudes were doing backflips and shit. The drummer was fucking like doing, the drummer was doing crazy shit.
The drummer from Def Leppard only had one arm.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the stick throws and all this shit and never fucking missing a beat. It is insane. Yeah, there's some talented people out there.
I saw Sheila E., Prince's drummer.
Yeah.
who's also like renowned on her own. Her father was Pete Escobedo, who was like a huge figure in Latin jazz, and both of her brothers were also huge in Latin jazz. And he, they brought Pete Escobedo to the Bakersfield Jazz Festival fucking years ago now. And I got tickets and I went and saw the act because I knew it was like, she's a dope drummer. And I was like, I want to, there's probably a huge influence there. And mid set, she actually came out from the back because she lives in LA. So she just fucking came down to play with her dad. And she and her two brothers came out and they stood shoulder to shoulder in a square. And one of them would be on the drums, like a little, like three or four drum set that was like standing playing it and playing it. And they would bounce the sticks off the ground and the four of them would jump. So the next person
would have to catch, would the take the place, going.
Catch the sticks and keep going on beat. And they did that shit forever. And none of them fucking snacked. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
They must've played a lot of double dooch.
Yeah. They played a lot of double dooch for sure.
Growing up.
So at the end of the day, the Choctaw, which was the first group to go down the Trail of Tears, 15,000 Choctaw and an additional 1,000 black slaves, which is a decent ratio.
Fucking army, man. Whoop like, everybody's ass and take that shit.
Yeah, that's a slave for every 15 people. That's a decent ratio, I think.
That's what I'm saying. The Indians were kind of, they were just too nice for their own good.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what happened with the Pilgrims. They just took advantage. Christopher Columbus, you know. Took advantage of fucking indigenous people,
right?
You know what I mean? I guess worldwide, the Spaniards had
guns, but still 15 to one. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You're gonna lose a couple, but you'll fucking overcome, you know?
Yeah, make Jeremy jerky or whatever.
So 16,000 of them got relocated in the Trail of Tears over the course of several years. And the estimates, which I'd like to see this estimate get narrowed, because out of the 16,000 total people that moved, somewhere between 2,500 and 6,000. Died in the migration. That's a decent gap.
That's a decent.
Well, they probably,
you could say, you could,
there's only 16,000.
You could basically say between 1 and 16,000 died. You don't. Yeah. You're not sure.
Pretty much
somewhere in there.
Somewhere between 1 person and 16,000.
Probably weren't having,
you definitely know, one person.
They probably
died.
Take down fucking names. No, they didn't have IDs. They weren't tracking it.
But how'd you know 16,000 people?
Their primary goal was the number zero in their territory. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, they probably
don't have them here.
They probably had an accurate census of who was leaving because the government was like gathering money for them and all that. So they probably knew exactly how many were leaving, but no one gave a fuck how many got there.
Yeah,
like no one was taking.
Nobody was waiting. For him, taking a count.
The Creek, which was another group, the Creek Indians, they finalized a formal agreement in 1832.
They get lazy with their names. The Creek Indians, fucking Drags Canoe.
Yeah. So the Creek ended up they made a plan. And as soon as they said, okay, we've got this plan, we're going to leave on this date and we're going to move out there. But as soon as they made a plan and moved, all the white folk were like, okay, let's do it. And they just fucking moved in.
Right.
Like before anyone moved out, they just started moving in and taking over the land. So this led to a slower chance of leaving, a lot of deaths, a lot of different stuff.
It was like the drumming thing. They didn't want to skip a beat. They just bounced the fucking drumsticks. And the white people
but again,
them
a ton of them died on the way, but they were fucked before they even got to go, because as soon as they penned the deal, everyone moved in and started to take their land. The Seminole was another group. They negotiated a removal agreement. And that's what's weird, is it's like the government is... It isn't even a forced march, really. Like, they're saying, we're going to negotiate and figure out who wants to leave, when you want to leave. Like, it's weird. Like, the whole thing is, it's forced, but it's not forced.
Well, like legally, you said, the other ones, there's some that stayed.
Right.
I mean,
legally, you can't stay, but it's not like they're round up at gunpoint and moving you on this date. It's like the government is negotiating and saying, but again, like we've talked about other like Indian leaders of different people, in every single case, it's like you've got this one leader who says, okay, so my people are going to leave. We're going to leave next November. We're going to follow this trail, et cetera. And then three other like sub chieftains are like, fuck that guy. Fuck us leaving. Fuck the white man. We're not going anywhere. We're going to fucking start raiding. We're going to stay right here.
Right.
So even though one person makes the agreement, everybody isn't listening, and it doesn't matter anyway because people
maybe
are
they listen to Chief. I don't know. I know that I watched a documentary that they said they had a 1,000-year prophecy that like the white men would come and force them to move like that, and so maybe they were just like the writing's on the wall for them.
Finally,
like, fuck, it happened. This is it. Yeah. This is the thing that we've been talking about around the fucking fire for years.
So the United States. With the Seminole made an agreement, but again, this is one where they signed an agreement, but most of the tribe was like, those guys who sign shit, they don't speak for me. Fuck those people. And the United States insisted that the agreement should hold, and it led to what was called the Second Seminole War. And this was in the Florida Everglades, and there was a chief named Osceola who lived in the Everglades and just did horrible guerrilla tactics to defend their land, to keep the their land, to not move.
Do you think they had names that were like Mike, you know, and Dave, just regular old names? They ran into other people like, you're Dragon Canoe, I'm Dragon Canoe. Like, they, you know,
which Dragon Canoe are you talking about?
I'm Standing Bear. No, I'm Standing Bear. Like, crazy. My name's Standing Bear too.
How many Sitting Bulls do you know?
How'd yours happen?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I was standing when my dad saw a bear. It's like some fucking boring story. They're like, good enough.
Yeah.
Go with it.
Yeah. Go with it. Well, that's, I mean, it also indicates like how boring your life might have been. Oh, what was your name? Sitting Horse?
Yeah.
Like, really? How'd you
Who
get
are
that?
You? Saw Eagle.
The chief was like, dude, you're old enough. You got to pick a name. I was sitting on a horse at the time.
Oh, Sitting
just
Horse.
Just kind of stuck.
That's better than coyote shit. Yeah. My parents hate me.
Yeah. What's your name? Shits in Caves.
Well, for that's where I learned to shit at.
Yeah.
Caves are worse.
Best place. It's the only place I can get privacy. Fucking. Wife's not nagging me. I'd go into the cave and shit. Made sense.
Pulls on snake.
Constantly masturbating. Yeah.
So,
what do you sound like when he's masturbating?
Spits on belly.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Pulls on snake. Spits on belly.
Yeah. And his, and I guess his, it's better than his wife's snake in mouth.
Jesus Christ.
Snaking cave.
Yeah.
So,
snake
like
in cave.
The Seminole Wars were
Brown
going
snake.
So poorly for the U.S. In one particular battle, there were 110 U.S. regulars, which were like the fully trained soldiers, not like bullshit people we scraped together. But 110
all
fully
their pants
trained,
matched. They had the same.
Yeah,
uniform.
They had the same pants.
That's
exactly.
All that really
mattered.
110 people in the same uniform with the same weapons and formal training went into the Everglades to try to catch the chief. Three of them came out.
Damn.
That's not good.
No.
Some Vietnam shit. They weren't ready for that.
Yeah, those three were never the fucking same again, dude.
Yeah.
I promise you that. They saw some shit in the Everglades.
Well, they got raped.
Yeah. Oh,
they got raped
sure.
and sent home.
And
I think that was a message.
There was no supple cotton in the Everglades
no.
either.
No, no, no.
One,
no.
Of, them was one of them was Kevin Costner
needles.
For sure, though.
Yeah.
He's a time traveler.
That's Dances with Wolves.
Mm-hmm. So... Something like they think that as many as 2,000 soldiers were killed total in the war, and they think that it cost. This number has to be adjusted for inflation.
Hold on,
say that it cost the government between $40 million and $60 million, which has to be adjusted for inflation because that was like what the government had.
And this is the problem is
at the time.
Like the problem with this is that they didn't even know how many soldiers they lost. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Right.
Like, it's one thing to not be able to track the Indians.
Right.
Like,
how many
get there.
How many died? Most of them.
I guess, like, maybe 2,000. I don't know. Roughly.
What do we have down there?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Where's Steve? Yeah, it's that kind of
2001.
Shit.
2001. Very bad record keeping.
Steve's gone, too.
Oh, Steve? Oh, 2001. Then.
Yeah, like that.
If your dad didn't come home, raise your hand.
Yeah.
That's literally how it went down.
Yeah.
So they finally capture Osceola and
his wife,
Ariola.
That's a way better Indian name. But Osceola probably meant something.
Yeah.
Maybe it meant Ariola.
So Osceola raises the white flag of truce, and all the other Seminole are like, okay, well, if they capture the badass, we'll all go. And then they all go.
I think that was a trick.
I think that's what you call a man nipple. Areolas are for women.
Osceola.
From now on, I'm going to say, don't pinch my osceolas.
Yeah.
That tickles. Stop.
But a bunch of them did stay behind in the Everglades because the Everglades are just fucking ruthless.
You're not looking
swamp
for them.
Lands,
yeah.
And you're not looking for them. So a bunch of them stayed and fuck you. Yeah, you can have it. There's no supple cotton or gold.
Yeah.
There's just gators and typhoid. Like, it's all yours, folks. We should have just moved
fucking
all of them down there. You know,
Everglades sounds nice. You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to go to the Everglades for the weekend, You know, like that sounds like a nice
place. And then you see pictures of the Everglades and you're like, fuck the
I don't know if I've ever seen pictures. I'm going to look it up right
horror
now.
Show,
it sounds like an air freshener that never runs out.
Anytime you see like a cable show with like the Skeeter, like, the Skeeter guys on like fucking swamp boats that are like the big fan boats in the back, like that's some Everglades shit right there.
Yeah, because like the taiga, you know, sounds like you don't want to go there. The what I mean? Yeah, the taiga.
What the fuck is that?
The like fucking Russian, like... freezing cold.
I don't know.
Area of Russia. The taiga. It's like a frozen rainforest.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
A frozen rainforest.
I already don't want to go there.
Just hails every day in
the taiga. It's like I've never heard of the taiga.
No. I'd go there if Putin's going to be there shirtless.
Oh, he will be.
Because then we'd all stay warm.
He's there chasing down a seal to eat.
Yeah.
Nothing but Tiger Woods. That's the ghetto golfer, Tiger Woods. You know him?
Tiger Woods. He's cold. He a cold brother.
So then it was the Cherokee, and they were the ones who chose to use legal action to say, we're not going anywhere. And they had a lawsuit, the Cherokee Nation versus Georgia. And they had a couple of different ones that went all the way up to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court ultimately said, well, there is supple cotton and gold, so fuck off. And they told the Cherokee they had to beat it.
I would like a supple cotton count to the listeners. If anyone has that, my guess is 23. Maybe more. It might be 26.
What?
Maybe more.
55, 23, I call 26.
I read the quote from the landowner, he said it a lot just in that quote.
Okay.
So I don't know how
26.
Many.
26. That's my guess. Yeah.
There will be more. I promise you. So
it's almost like eggs. It's competing with eggs at this point.
Kind of, yeah. So again, some of the Cherokee leaders negotiate a removal agreement, and then the people as a whole are like, nope, we're not doing that. But then, again, that's the problem with a lot of these relocation agreements is the United States government sees someone come forward who is the leader of these peoples. They sign an agreement, and to the United States government, it's by law, that's what's happening. All the people agree, but all the people don't agree. They're like, no. Like,
250,000 of them did not pick that. Yeah.
We do not agree with that guy. Like, this isn't a democracy. We don't believe, you know, we don't want to go. So in 1838, this was where it started to become a forced march with the Cherokee, unlike the other ones. At this point, the U.S. Army starts to show up at gunpoint.
Don't let them take anything.
Remove people from their homes. And they're like, nope, you're leaving. Like, you fucking had 8 years to get the fuck out. So now it's time to happen. They couldn't take food. They couldn't take, like, they had to get only what they could carry. They couldn't bring their own supple cotton. They had to hope they could pick supple cotton on the way. It was a mess. So they end up held in internment camps, which is always not good.
Right.
In general, I've never heard once of an internment camp that was like, oh, that was right before all the good stuff started.
What was their camp? Like the big spiky logs standing straight up? Or is it just like a crude fence?
You're thinking of Chief Spiky Logs.
Yeah.
I was actually. Yeah. I always get him confused with Mr. Internment Camp.
Yeah. So again, disease spread all the way through the internment camp. A lot of people died while they were waiting to even leave.
That's not Mr. Internment. It's Mr. Intermit Camp. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You have to
pronounce it properly. Yeah. Then there's different routes. So some people take a river route and they're put into boats. And they end up getting to Indian territory, probably the best, those who end up taking the river route. But the ones who went by foot fared far worse, again, because of bureaucratic incompetence, cruelty, graft, and corruption. Mm-hmm. People, you know, the fucking riverboat owners charging $1 instead of 12 cents, all that kind of shit was going on all over the place. You need grain. We're not selling it to you at the white man price. We're selling it to you at the Indian price. And again, I don't even know if it was racism that was fueling the decision to gouge prices, or if it was the fact that they knew the U.S. government was funding it. So they expected there was money to pay for this. Like
I believe that. I believe it might've been both.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I don't think they cared about the people,
right?
But if they knew that they had money given to by the government, you know what I mean? Like you're going to try and take advantage and exploit that as a business owner.
Right.
You know?
So I think it was probably a mix of both.
And it was almost that they had to pay it. You know what I mean? Like where else? Oh, you need grain.
Right. Here, you,
where the
it.
Fuck else are what, you getting?
Right.
It's you're just
getting,
this price.
Yeah. And by the way, you're not getting into the next town.
It's like driving to Vegas and the fucking, the gas, you know, that last fucking gas station out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's fucking $6, $8, $10 a gallon.
Yeah,
actually, I think it's $10 a gallon.
You stop at Baker to grab a bite and the gas is just ridiculous.
Yep. Fucking
the world's
insane.
Largest thermometer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that it is the world's largest thermometer?
It's the Russian word for forest, but yeah.
No, it's the Taiga is a Siberian.
There's also
forest.
One in Canada. Like there's lots of references to it, but I see that the Russian
the
one
the Taiga. Yeah, is.
But it's just really the Russian word for forest.
Yeah.
Like the direct translation.
So different routes are taken, everyone isn't going on the same route. Some go by river. There's like two or three land routes. One is a train route. Two are different wagon routes.
And then the river gets fucking frozen and they have to jump off and get 40 wagons and a bunch of shit. None of it went very smooth.
The first river batch went smooth apparently, but then the second river batch went horribly.
I don't think about the fucking weather like that. Yeah, that was some serious like... They're not thinking about
like in California, the only thing that influences us about inclement weather back east is like my fucking eBay package was supposed to get here on Tuesday.
Right.
And it's not fucking getting here till Friday because the freeways are frozen.
Fucking
you know,
eBay. I get so many broken things from eBay.
But it's like, you know, go watch any episode of Ice Truckers and then just pretend that's half the world.
Dude,
and you're trying to
get through
it. I forgot
about that show.
It.
That is horrifying.
It is horrifying.
Those fucking dudes are crazy. Driving across fucking frozen. Yeah.
That and Deadliest Catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deadliest Catch is crazy too.
Those guys are fucking nuts, too.
Yeah. I had a three season binge on Ice Truckers years ago.
Ice Truckers is pretty good.
Fascinated by it.
I want to do ice trucking.
No thanks.
No thanks.
Why?
I'm not suited for fucking dry trucking. Much less throw ice in the mix.
Yeah.
Like that's just not, yeah.
Well, at least you know your pitfalls.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
That's all. I am not suited for that shit.
Trucking's no lube sex. Ice trucking's just when you put an ice cube in there first. So dry trucking's just regular trucking technically.
I thought it was when you packed your junk in ice and then put it in.
That's not impressive. Depends on your orange package, I guess. How long could you stay hard if you put it in ice? I don't know. I think that shit's going away
some
pretty quick.
Some people like it.
Maybe.
Exactly.
I'm going to try it. I have a stopwatch. I have ice.
I'll tell you one thing.
Some people like to get their balls stepped on with high heels. Mm-hmm. Not me.
I'll tell you one thing. You're going to have a greater respect for people who can do it once you try it.
I will.
Exactly. Yeah.
You'll be like, God damn.
That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Never know. Might feel good. Might be your thing. Might get real weird between you and the old wife.
It's true. That's true. Yeah.
Come here, corpse pussy. I want it frozen.
So the trip could be as long as 2,000 miles. And again, disease stopped them. The same shit, except by this point, a lot of people were tired of it, like along the route. Because this is 1838, the earliest groups left in 1830.
Yeah.
So it's been 8 years of people constantly fucking coming through, spreading disease, buying up shit.
Yeah.
Like everybody's fucking tired of it. So the Cherokee got treated worse. Plus the Cherokee were being forced at gunpoint to get the fuck out. And that wasn't the case with the other people. I mean, a lot of people were being forced at gunpoint to leave their land, but it wasn't government gunpoint. It was like
the fucking crazy.
I'm going to steal your land gunpoint. Yeah. You know?
Alternate history. We coexist. What does it look like? Had this not all gone down,
I don't think
what is the Indian culture? Do they just totally adapt and integrate into normal society with technology?
I think they're not drunks, like as bad. You know what I mean? Like they're not all fucked up.
Well, that just came from genetics. I mean, they just because they weren't acclimated to it.
Part of it came from genetics and poverty.
Poverty.
I mean, poverty played a role in them drinking, but they don't handle the liquor because of genetics. That is moving.
That is true.
That's the air.
Just started right now. Just started right now, though.
That's the
I looked at it a while ago.
No, look, it just stopped.
Barely just right now. Nah.
Now the other one's not moving.
It's the air.
It was Mr. Sparkles.
There's fans all over here. But what do you think? They integrate, or do we have a different society as a whole in the United States?
I don't think
because that was a huge population. Like if they were to keep, you know, repopulating.
I don't know. The culture that dominated the East Coast of America just swallowed shit whole.
Yeah.
I don't think there, I mean,
and that was the British.
The
British has done that everywhere, all over the earth.
If there was assimilation, it would have been you know,
or did some segregation,
some food and some and it's music more like a Mexico. And some culture yeah. would exist. Yeah. But for the most part, I think it still would have been the same culture. The culture was just too powerful. The culture was too dominant. The culture was too technologically
and they didn't give a fuck.
Advanced.
They
give
it. They gave no like, shits. Like, so
but again, even when you look at the Choctaw that had were the first to assimilate, they were already buying slaves. They owned
farmland.
I think we think differently.
We think, oh well, you know, people were slaves because they were colored or this or that. And I don't think back then it was a different time. Well, I think it was more that they're not me. I don't give a fuck about them. They're lesser.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're willing to do this for nothing or be put into slavery. You know what I mean? And these people, like the indigenous people, they're easy and we want the land. We're greedy. You right. know what I mean? So it wasn't about it wasn't about them being red skinned or different color.
What if it
color,
had gone different? What if it was a segregation? What if it was like the border of Mexico
I think
or
it would
something
be fine.
And the culture
there's
stayed
still,
their own?
I mean, look at how much unused area of the United States there is.
Right.
I mean, the main... You know, areas of population in the United States
and clusters
is like just a couple percents. Like, there's so
it would only fill a few states
much,
or something. Yeah,
yeah. There's so I much think, unused land.
I think you know best what I mean? Case best case scenario with assimilation, you would see cities specifically in the South, which is where most of them lived during this reclamation. You would see cities, and I'm not saying they'd be like New Orleans because they'd be totally different than New Orleans, but New Orleans
you'd have a different culture.
New Orleans sure. exists to this day as this bizarre mixture of old French culture from who originally owned that
yeah,
land,
right.
plus the other groups who moved in there. But like that French culture, food, music, like all that stuff is still yeah. there.
And then you get the bayou stuff.
I think there would have been cities yeah. in the South where the Choctaw lived, where all these people yeah. lived, that would be these cities that were still full. Western
well, and you see
modern
that,
cities,
you
but they would have
that.
This bizarre flavor like New Orleans does, except with Cherokee or with Seminole or their.
What
I
happens if we don't come here at all?
You though. Still see that. I mean, that touch though, like of Oklahoma and New Mexico and stuff. You know what I mean? Where the turquoise.
Yeah, you definitely
the,
see it. In
you know
New
what I mean?
Mexico.
Like there's different.
See it.
There's yep. different things. Arizona, you know what I mean? There's a
and
lot
again,
of different
things. And again, this is where
things.
They're all forced to yeah. move. Like that's yeah. the area. So I think you would have just seen that in the South. You
yeah.
would have seen those
and maybe
areas.
More prominent, maybe more, maybe, you know, yeah. it would be more.
But ultimately, I think the way our culture works, a handful of them would have bought up all the land. There would have been, you know, Boss Hog, like,
right.
you know, boss walks with hogs. Would
Boss
have been,
Hog might work. It's
like,
fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like there would have been the handful of people Boss who Hog. Bought up all the land and everybody else would have lived there yeah. and worked for them. Like that. Like even those who didn't want to buy land and didn't want to integrate, someone would have bought the land and integrated yeah. and everyone else would have had to have adapted.
Yeah.
Their children or their grandchildren would have just gotten on board and bought a house and fucking, you know, done whatever. I think it was.
It's just it's a curious thought experiment to see how like they would have progress technologically if they hadn't been interfered with too, like left to their own device entirely. I mean, obviously you see like, you know, native cultures,
indigenous people now that have never seen the,
right.
you know,
some of
world
them that continued that way, but they had, you know, agriculture and some stuff. Then they, you know, building structures more modern than ours. Like, and you see those people with like fucking a Prince shirt and a fucking, a weird cell phone and shit too, though, in the middle of the jungle because they've
no,
somehow
there's
gotten
some
a hold
that,
of
there's
shit.
Some that,
soccer shirts and
yeah,
shit.
But there's some that haven't had any touch with civilization.
Right.
You know, they're still finding and there's like...
Right.
I think the only one left is that one where that church guy tried to go
yeah,
over
it's
and
the
fucking
weird,
shot
yeah.
his ass.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but even that, I mean... Yeah. You're only going to progress as far as, you know, you're
it's weird though.
Able
what makes one
point?
Particular culture progress over another? You know what I mean? Like why right. does, why are they satisfied with just hunting and eating? And I mean, they're probably happy as fuck, but mm-hmm. what makes other people need more and
need to conquer? Need
yeah.
To
like, what's that about? Is that just a cultural thing? It's not a clear, it's not a human thing. It somehow is embedded in us by
well, you have different cultures,
nurture,
different
not
things.
Nature.
I mean,
because by nature, those
Egypt,
people are
Egypt did something, Rome did something. You know what I mean? The Vikings did something. Everybody does something
yeah,
different.
Everybody
you
does
know,
something different.
The Europeans, the
I mean,
English. You know, they
and
Americans,
everybody's got strengths.
You know,
I mean, the
were warring. They fought
they were
all
warring
time.
For sure, but they were also brilliant at agriculture and
right.
food. Like even though it's South America, not North America. I remember watching a Discovery special. On, I want to say it was the Amazon, and it was a yeah. it was a story of one of the explorer who was trying to find El Dorado, and I think he was traveling up the Amazon, and like everybody fucking died, you know, of the hundreds who left, like five of them showed up at the yeah. other side of the continent or whatever, and one of the things that they discovered, like, there's no agriculture on the river because something about the chemistry of the river makes the soil dead.
Yeah.
So to this day,
it washes the nutrients.
Right. To this day, no one can do anything with the soil. It might not be the Amazon. It might have been a different river. But no one can figure out how to get anything to grow like within a huge distance of the river because it's just, you can't get a crop to grow. Right. But the Indians who lived there, in this like miles and miles long stretch, made shit grow at the riverbank.
Yeah.
And agriculture people today are studying the soil and they're saying, we have no concept of what these people could have possibly done 300 years ago to make this soil still fertile right now.
I saw a thing like that where they dug up like,
it's completely near impossible.
Mayan temples, because they're like, how the fuck did they do this? They dig it up and it's a super black, rich, crazy fucking soil and they do not know.
And they did it. Like, they terraformed the land and they made it agriculturally rich. And it's like they had, you know, amazing stonework, and they had like totally different strengths.
A lot of masturbation.
Advantages.
It was all seed, and they planted seed, but a different seed.
I bet they never tried. No, they scientists,
you know, they didn't try.
No, they didn't.
You know, they didn't
try
that.
They spilled their seed upon the land. That's what it was. You just come straight on the ground.
Yeah.
We've been flushing it on like.
But even so, you had to have some geniuses near the river, because you had to be like, well, if we're all gonna, you know, do our thing right here, it's going to wash up the river. So we have to do it here because the river speed is going to make our load land on the soil where we want it to grow. So they still had to be smart.
Right.
You couldn't just drop your load anywhere. You had to drop
soil
your
load
and calculate.
A real factor,
exactly.
Right.
Soil load is a real factor.
I mean, some Africa cookies. I forgot.
So,
yeah.
So the Trail of Tears, it wasn't one particular incident. It was a lot more groups than the ones we mentioned here. There were a lot of other indigenous peoples, Indians that were moved, the Muskegee, tons of different people were moved, and none of it went well, you know, at all. But the Cherokee got the worst treatment out of it, but it didn't go well for anyone. And like I said, it was a systemic thing over the course of like 8, 10, 15 years. It wasn't just we put you all at gunpoint and forced you to walk over here. Because if you think about it, there's multiple states.
Yeah. More than your Trail of Tears, I mean, you think it's one of
exactly, but it isn't.
You think it's like I said, the
and you think
pass,
it's a single trail.
Like, you think it's
like
one.
There
thing,
were multiple paths.
Some of them went
quietly.
Took
different directions.
Some of them fucking had lawsuits. Some of them fucking.
Some of them
fought.
Stayed back on their farm.
Some of them said, "Sure, I own a farm."
Yeah. So it was a very wide, you know, the full breadth of human responses are.
Well,
what
look at the difference between like California and Texas. Like, those are different people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a totally different people, and I imagine that Native Americans are the same.
Yeah. So. And then they got moved to like the bullshittiest part of America,
right?
Where it's fucking hot. You can't grow crops.
Right. So they, like they moved where we are.
So. Yeah. Well, no, you can grow crops here, but it's hot. But it's like Arizona, fucking New Mexico. Like, I mean, beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. New Mexico's amazing, but it is not fucking hospitable. That is some hostile fucking land out there. That you don't
but you can make it work. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like,
the Swedish and everybody have very tough terrain, you know,
right.
As far as like where they are, the Nordic people,
right.
You know, and they still grew food and, you know, lived.
Yep.
So it can happen.
Yep.
So you got,
that's all I got.
All right. I got a couple social media winners.
Do you?
I do. More crazy names always.
When are they not? As long as I don't have a fucking middle name.
Mark with a C. Away.
Just before you say the rest of the name, I want to say the last couple times you've said they were crazy names, the names really weren't that crazy.
Yeah, they were close to yours, as a matter of fact.
I have kind of a crazy name, though.
You do, but some of them aren't really that crazy.
We're thinking crazy like it's something fucking like weird that's hard to pronounce. You're saying like regular names.
Mark Balsakaho.
Yeah.
That's so close. That is so fucking close.
Balsakaho.
This is Mark with
a C. I'll Balsakaho right now.
It's Mark with a C, which I already fuck off.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's some
middle initial present.
Yeah.
Mark with a C. W. Mark W.
Yeah.
Shako? S-H-A-K-O?
Shako? Shakaho.
Shakaho?
Mark,
like, you are so close.
Mark to Shakaho.
Dave has not seen this. So Mark W.
Shakaho. Mark W. Balsakaho.
Yeah.
At Mark W. Shakaho on Twitter. He's going to win a sticker pack from Print Dirt Cheap for retweeting our clip. We appreciate that. And also Robert Morgan. Oh, it's not too bad.
It's not bad at all. He's not too bad.
What
the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, you're so angry about these names, and you have
no,
one.
No, you were angry.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad at all.
It's not.
You turned into Bat Dad.
Bat Dad.
Anyways, how about if I tell you his Instagram, though, is Rabirius_Maximus. You okay with that one?
It's okay. It didn't have numbers or anything.
No numbers? Okay.
I don't like underscores, though. That's the bad.
There you go.
Yeah. You're a piece of shit, Robert. What's his name?
Robert Morgan.
Robert Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's gonna win a sticker pack also from Printed Dirt Cheap for liking our post on Instagram. So even something as small as a like, we will reward you. We need those likes. Yeah, wow. It's hard to get these days.
Wow.
So we're posting stories and fucking placing ads and doing all kinds of shit and putting stuff up there. You know, little video clips, trying to get some engagement on social media. So it really pays when you guys do that for us, because other people see it and increases the engagement for other people to find the podcast and listen to us. And ultimately, that leads to more listens and more sponsorships and supporting us to continue on with the show. So thank you for helping on social media. We're part of the Podbelly Network. Go check out podbelly.com if you want to learn how to podcast. Tutorials on there. If you have a podcast, add to the directory and we'll check it out. And hopefully, maybe someone at Podbelly. If you get on the network, there's options eventually for advertisement, things like that. And cross promotion and whatnot. So go check out podbelly.com. Also, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor, the Big Ill Yucateco. That's where the money comes from. Mm-hmm. That's how we get to come see you.
You have a podcast on from the Podbelly Network you want to shout out?
I did actually, yeah.
You're looking. I know you're looking, so that's what I was asking.
I'm going to pull it up actually. All right. See who we got. We've got a couple on there. My Age Podcast. That's Joel Attenborough. Mm-hmm. It's like,
oh, that's his podcast?
Yeah.
Joel Attenborough? Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And proper, because he's Australian.
Yeah, he lives down
allegedly.
There.
He lives down under.
That's cool. You got to invite. Not Dave down got to invite. Fuck you, Joel.
He lives down there.
He's down by the Dick Stash. So yeah. Check out My Age Podcast.
My Dick Stash.
You can find it just on podbelly.com.
What are those, chicken nuggets?
These are Africa stars? Crackers. And they're actually working like gears quite well.
Yeah.
I forgot they were down there.
Star chicken crackers.
So I'm eating them because I'm on Cheeto for a couple more hours. I'm piling it in. So I'm going to have a full mouth when I do the sponsors. El Yucateco, find it at the grocery store, buy it, put it in your mouth. Also, thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. Go to printdirtcheap.com and order some printed goods if you have a business or a podcast or a band, or you just want to stick shit on shit. You can go get some there and use code SOFAKINGPODCAST to save money. And thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. He makes our t-shirts. He can make yours. He makes his, and you can buy them. There's some funny ones on there. Go check that out at jimmydstees.com. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. And I think that's all I got.
All right. If you're on Reddit, go to r/SofaKingPodcast. If you're not, go to r/SofaKingPodcast on Reddit and check it out. Join in. Get used to Reddit. Everything else, I believe, will go away at some point.
Yes.
Because it's garbage in the advertising. No, I'm okay.
They're good. They're like those Danish ones. I don't know. These are vegan.
I'm African cookie racist.
Yeah.
They're really like the
white.
Blue can.
Those are South African. They're white cookies.
That is. They are. They're like the blue can.
Oh, Danish?
They're douche.
They're the Danish cookies?
Prime. Like the douche.
I tried one already. I've had one.
You on a diet?
No. Mm. Does it look like I'm on a diet? I'm a fat fuck.
Well, why are you resisting the cookie,
I don't want a cookie. I had a milkshake. I had a milkshake on the way over here. I told you that already.
That's some bad shit right there. I don't want a cookie. I just had a milkshake.
It was hot.
It's hot and you get a milkshake?
Yeah.
That's weird, bro.
Is it really? Yeah. I don't know. Whenever I get done at jiu-jitsu, I always want a bowl of cereal.
I know you said that. So, I was about to jump to it.
The cold milk, dude. Yeah. I don't know what it is about after like working out or like sweating real bad. Like even like doing the yard or yard work and you're
working
real hard.
I'm calling you weird, but the last time I ate cereal was like in the middle of the night. Like it's like fucking, that's a sleep.
And you put peanut
thing.
Butter on it.
So
go to Reddit, r/SofaKingPodcast. Go to Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We are at SofaKingPodcast. Check out clips of the show on Instagram and Facebook. Share, like, post, comment, all that stuff. You can get free shit. Brent looks on there and he gives it out every week on every show pretty much. So that.
Frankie Pigeon gives it out.
Frankie Pigeon's find you. Well, I mean, you find it though. Right? Or no?
Frankie Pigeon.
Oh, no, Frankie Pigeon? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Frankie. Personal Instagrams, I'm at Raised with Wolves. We have Sof King Brent and Sof King Dave. Yep. Also, check out El Yucateco _hot sauce, that's Jimmy D's Tees, and Podbelly, Podbelly Network. Check them out. And then that's pretty much it.
Yep. I can't quit eating.
Go to patreon.com/SofKingPodcast. Support the show on Patreon. Give your dollary dues, and we do give our dollary dues back to the patrons in the form of
dick jokes
and shirts and
exclusive
trinkets,
gear.
Whiskey vessels, and glasses, and all those things. So show your support that way. And if not, go to SofaKingPodcast.com. As I said on the last show, we have a new category format, so you can easily find serial killers, true crime, all that stuff.
20 history, categories, I think.
Yeah, so we've narrowed down everything into categories. So yep. Everything from...
I'm sure some asshole has some disagreements about what it's categorized. Yeah,
you know, fuck off.
That was a lot of episodes.
Fuck off. Robert Morgan. Piece of shit. Always arguing with people.
Mm-hmm.
So go there, check that out. Also go to Spotify and check out the playlist of King Podcast 2019.
I heard that Robert Morgan actually doesn't like Sarah Lee. That's what I heard.
He doesn't? He's the one.
Allegedly, nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee. Robert fucking Morgan, though.
Okay.
I'm fucking guy.
That guy is fucking, he's fucking up everything.
He's like old Cheesefoot.
So.
A Cuban, Anthony Pavito.
All right. That's pretty much it. Don't be a retard.
Back when your pockets fat, that was buku. Back on my favorite jacket was fubu. Back on my favorite black girl was no. Back on my cellular phone flip. Jeff Gordon NASCAR jackets, but no whips. Remember 50s, and I dropped through the whole disc. Saw them 10 a pop with the promise of no skips. R&B singers was still kids. I got some pussy, she thought I was Lil Fizz.
No fear.
I don't pull it out just to show you.
Y'all gotta hit you with that gun.
Cool. Conditions, took my homie, made a business. I've been working with my pencil, now this shit is getting simple. We don't need no label, pussies pulling strings on they menstrual. Niggas say the way I look, I ain't never played no crook. How you finna read me, nigga? We ain't playing by the book. Stacking flows, macking hoes, shit, free talks, cheap. She don't let me hit it, I just beat my dick, fall asleep. I just...